Steve Carr was checking on a few airplanes parked next to the Bethel Air Traffic Tower.
So I was checking on a Cessna 140 and a Stenson and a Mooney.
When
I hear that unmistakable sound of a jet fighter, you know, on approach.
Carr watched two F-16 Fighting Falcons dip low toward the runway.
Once the guy was safely on the ground, his partner was on the ground, he kept going, flew basically right over the tower. And he put himself in a holding pattern over the airstrip, and that's what everybody in town heard.
Carr says he just happened to have a handheld aviation radio on him, and he tuned in to listen to the air controller direct the surprise F-16s and several other aircraft trying to come in.
You know, it's that time of day. They're just coming in from every direction. So he had all these guys put them all in the in the holding patterns for this emergency.
That means several planes flew in circles above the tundra as they waited for their turn to land. So where did those F-16s come from? They belong to the 354th Fighter Wing, stationed at the Fort Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks. That's according to a spokesperson who says one of the F-16s had to make an emergency landing in Bethel after returning from a military exercise in the Asia-Pacific region. None of the pilots were injured. Carr says Bethel residents lined up in their cars or drove down Tower Road to check out the F-16s.
When I was leaving the airstrip coming down Hoffman Highway, I saw about a dozen cars pulled off at the north end of the airstrip where you can look off the highway right down the airstrip there.
The Eielson Air Force Base spokesperson says the mechanics are on their way to Bethel to repair the fighter jets. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schallenberger.